Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, Giants fans. Welcome back to Big Blue View Radio. My name is Brian, the podcast editor, back again to share with you some clips from the locker room after the Giants' victory over the Vikings yesterday on Wild Card Sunday. First up, we're going to hear from head coach Brian Daboll. Yeah,
good. It was much like last game. Came down to a few plays. We made a few more than they did, and we'll get to move on here. So, good game. Trip back, and then get ready to play Philly here.
How about holding the poise the way they did in a hostile atmosphere?
Yeah, I mean, we were here the last time. We knew what it was going to be. The crowd's great here. Atmosphere is excellent. It was cranking. You know, I think the most important thing are the things you need to do when you're playing in those type of environments. The other things, you know, you're going to hear it, but, you know, getting calls in quickly, making sure we're in the right kind of formation huddle-wise, communicating the personnel, all those things, that's what makes the difference. So, you know, the coaches, players did a good job.
Can you talk a little bit about
Dan? The way Daniel Jones played today?
Played good. Played good.
Just good?
Yeah, played good. Winning football.
You really gave Daniel the ball today. I mean, Saquon caught the ball, but he didn't run it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, Daniel running, Daniel passing. I mean, you seem to be understating how well he played in this situation.
No, isn't good a good adjective to use?
Good?
Yeah.
It's good. It's
not I'm not a writer. I'm just a coach. So, look, Daniel's, I've said it all year. He's been good for us. He continues to be good for us. And he played a good game.
Yeah, it was two fourth and ones. Both of you ran steeps on both of them.
Yeah.
Is there any consideration at all to kicking in either of those spots? What would be a field goal?
No. We were going after it. We were going to go try to win the game. We had confidence in Daniel moving the pile. And not going to live with the consequences.
Brian, what does it say to you about your team that some of the key plays made later by guys like Dean Dalton, Cordell, Flaw,
Kenny Galladay? Can you see that block?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's, everything's team. It's all about our team. That's, you know, we try. It's not an individual sport, but individuals have to play well, and when they get their opportunity, they got to make the most of it.
Up now, we have Daniel Jones talking about how he had a lot of fun on Sunday.
Daniel, what was it like playing in that atmosphere today and holding it together the way you did?
Yeah, it was great atmosphere, you know, great energy from the fans. We had a fair amount of Giants fans in the crowd, too, so we appreciated that support. But, yeah, it was helpful to have been in this environment a few weeks ago, and, yeah, it was a fun environment.
What has this win
been
for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big win for us. You know, obviously big playoff game. I thought we played well all three phases, and you know, did enough to win the game. So we'll enjoy it tonight, but a lot of work to do going forward.
Coming in, did you know you were going to have those opportunities to run on some of those passes?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, just kind of felt it as the game unfolded and took advantage of some of those opportunities. I thought the guys up front did a really good job with the pass rush and opening up some lanes for that, and a lot of credit to them.
And does it feel like this offense is in a groove when you're out there? I mean, watching it from afar, it just looks like you guys are finally getting the confidence that. Does it feel that way when you're out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had some of our better games recently and found some stuff that works for us. So we'll keep doing it. I thought the coaching staff did a great job having us prepared and having you know, a lot of stuff in the plan, you know, that you know, we were able to execute well. So a lot of credit to them, and you know, we'll continue to see where we can improve. But yeah, I think we played well recently.
Daniel, what enables you to stay so poised in moments like that?
I think just trying to focus on what I got to do and focus on just executing and keeping it that simple. You know, not thinking bigger than that or not getting outside that moment. Just trying to stay as kind of present and locked in to what I got to do as possible.
Are games like this fun for you?
Yeah. I think we had a lot of fun. We love the opportunity to compete and play in big games, and I think we all had a lot of fun.
Here is Saquon Barkley talking about his quarterback and his first playoff victory.
Saquon, how impressed were you with Daniel today?
I would say I'm impressed. I'm not shocked. He's been doing it all year, man. He's really been balling. He's a heck of a player. He's a special player. And you know, this is where you can create a legacy in the playoffs. And, what a way to start it off. And I'm just happy for him, proud of him. And, we're going to keep needing him and keep leaning on him.
What about the offense being able to handle not only their defense, but that noise today? And you guys kept your poise really well.
We practice it. We just stuck to the script. We got to give credit to the guys up front, and Calf and all the coaches, creating a great game plan, and we were able to execute.
How important do you think scoring a touchdown on your opening drive was? They go right down, they score a touchdown, place is incredibly loud, and then you guys punch right back.
It's all about how you respond. All three phases got to play together. Defense let the touchdown, we got to respond, help them out. The last drive, we wanted to end with the ball in our hand, we didn't do it, defense had to make a stop. That's how it works.
You guys start the season with a gutsy call in Tennessee where you score a 2-point conversion here. Dave's goes for 2 fourth-and-ones, including the one right before you score the game winning touchdown. What does it say about the confidence he has in you guys?
We're not shocked about that. We know the type of competitor he is, the type of coach he is. And we rally about behind that. We feed off that. We know he got the trust and confidence in us.
It's been a long haul for this Giant team to get to the playoffs for yourself as well. You know, getting there, what does it feel like to get that first one on your belt and get that victory?
I mean, all the other conversations is put in the past. Talk about how long we've been here, or my experience, or this and that, third. We finally got here, and we were able to get the job done on the first one. And now we go back, watch film, learn from it, and move on and get ready for Philly.
And finally, we have defensive lineman Leonard Williams on winning the first playoff game of his career.
Leonard, you waited all these years to make the playoffs. Now, not only did you make it, you got a win already. What's it feel like?
I mean, it's an incredible feeling. I mean, the way the team came out and fought today from the start to finish just shows how much of a unit we have. We ride for each other, we fight for each other, and we came away with the win. And, I mean, this feels insane to me right now. I mean, it's been years coming for me to even make it to the playoffs, and now we're on to our second round. You know, as a team, we want to just stay humble, not get too excited, and just go on to the next week and make sure we keep pushing.
I'm assuming you wanted it to end this way with the defense sealing the deal at the end.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's been a lot of close games where defense was out there for the last 2 or 3 minutes, 1 minute sometimes, and we wouldn't want it any other way as a defense. I mean, we all trust in each other. We believe in each other on defense. We believe in our coaches on defense, and, you know, we love to be in that situation.
Thank you for listening. Of course, please go to bigblueview.com for all your Giants needs. We'll be back throughout this week with lots more audio content for you, as well as lots of written stuff on the website. So let's go Giants and enjoy.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.